Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecy Alive, and we're going to be talking about your spiritual gifts, your gifts. And did you know your gifts are worth more than money? One day I was thinking concerning finances, and I was speaking to my queen Katrina about it, and later on that day, as I was driving, the word of the Lord came to me in the book of James, chapter 1, the first chapter. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I began to think about it, and it was impressed upon my spirit, and I want to share it with you today, that our gifts are worth more than money. Sometimes when God gives you a vision, and thank you, and you need to focus sometimes on finances, and sometimes we focus on finances, and then we will get caught up in thinking how much this is going to cost. The Word of God says count up the cost. But sometimes we count up and then we forget about the cost and the sacrifice that God has made. And He has given you gifts. Listen to me good. Tonight is a night where you're going to hear things that's going to bless your spirit. This is Prophecy Alive. I'm Roderick Owensby, and I'm just here obeying God and want to share with you, because many, many have special gifts that God has given, but sometimes we get so caught up in this is going to cost. You know, we can get so caught up in the technical and the red tape of things until we forget to measure the faith and how expensive it is, the gifts that God has given us. And then the danger of spiritual gifts is when we take our gifts and we just see them as something that's been given to us. But a gift is given to be given to others, that others may see the glory of God in the gift. And the way you keep your gift from becoming just a gift, you turn it into a relationship with God. In other words, you have to have a relationship with God concerning things that He has given you. So your gifts are worth more than money is the subject of this broadcast. And you're so welcome to give me a call at any time concerning this. Because some are worried so much about how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that, until we forget that God has given all of us wealth and riches. And I want to share with you concerning this. There's many things that God has put in my spirit I'm looking forward to, but you can call it any time. 347-539-5173, and you press 1, and then I'm going to come to you. Let's look at spiritual gifts. We know that the gifts are calling, also about how God has given us gifts, and those gifts includes what He has called us to be and to do. You know, many times in the local churches, there's so many distractions concerning spiritual gifts. You can take your spiritual gifts and they become simply something that you entertain people instead of understanding what David said. David says, sing unto the Lord. So our gifts are given to worship Him, whether in business. Worship doesn't mean you're an apostle, a religious posture of worship, and you're crying. And worship is obedience. It's acknowledging God. It's knowing who God is, knowing that every good, according to the book of James, the first chapter, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father. He's the Father of lights. The man walks in darkness, he stumbleth. Light, Jesus said, when you walk in darkness, you stumbleth. But when you walk in the light, you can see where you're going. And that's naturally and spiritually. But many times the local churches, the gifts have been abused and used to raise money, used to draw a crowd, and all kinds of things are taken, used to try to help people, if you will, get into the presence of God. These things are out of control. The gifts are not given for us to be somebody great. The gifts are given because He is great. God is great and greatly to be praised. You understand? I want you to look at this scripture with me, and it is the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 16. Listen to this. From him, the whole body grows, fitted and held together through every support ligament, as each one does its part. The body grows in love. Now, it's likened to your natural body, the way your natural body, yours and mine's, is designed by our Heavenly Father. Every muscle, every tissue, every ligament, every nerve, every cell, every part of our body, every body's every organ are put in there for a purpose. Our minds, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our fingers, everything that God put in the body is already there. You don't have to create gifts. Come on, pastors. You don't have to create gifts. Apostles and prophets, evangelists, teachers, you don't have to create it. It's already given. And so when we become actively involved in the earth, you know what God is doing in the earth is bigger than church. There are people who don't understand why I say what I'm saying, but it's simply they're not hungry enough to understand it. But you that are hungry in God, you that are thirsting after righteousness, the church is like an old drug to you. You need something stronger, and that's being in the kingdom. I want to introduce you to a greater manifestation of what God has given you. You can sit around and worry about bills. You can get caught up in what the economy looks like and who's rich and who's poor. You can get distracted by that. But if you don't look at what God has given every one of us in understanding your gifts, your spiritual gifts, out of all the books and out of all the studies on gifts, it's going to take hunger. It's no different than a basketball player, football player, tennis player, regardless, track runner, regardless, business person. If there is not a hunger, what God has given you will become stagnated. I don't care if it's a musician, a spokesman, a teacher, regardless of your gift. Some of you have the gifts of government, the government gifts, ministries of helps. Whatever your gift is, hunger causes that gift to be exactly what it's meant to be. When God has given us and he has spiritual gifts, we have to practice that gift. We have that gift and we have to make that gift what it is. And it takes hunger. It takes being in a relationship with the person that gave it to you. Our Heavenly Father led captivity captives, he gave gifts unto men. He gave us gifts. And when we use those gifts, then we glorify God, which is in heaven. This is his will. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift, how can we say this? It is a God-given capacity. It is a God-given capacity of every believer to carry out the function of your gift. It's not given for us to sit down and glorify the gift in and of itself. It's for us to cherish the fact that God has given us a great gift. And he's given us a great gift. What are the spiritual gifts? One of the gifts of several gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift, regardless of what particular area your gift is in, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. This is the fertile ground of all gifts. How should we be spending our time and our life concerning these gifts? These gifts are also given for you to know the plan of God. You see people that use their gifts, even in sports or business, God gives them a platform. Some choose to do evil. Some choose to do good. Good and evil is always set before you. Don't think good and evil is out to lunch. I love you. Don't think good and evil is out on a vacation. Good and evil is always there for us to choose. And everything we have, it comes from God. Every good and perfect gift, it comes directly from God. All good things come from God. All good things. Came from God is good. 1 Timothy 6:17. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to let their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with for our enjoyment. 1 Timothy 6:17. We must understand that all these gifts, it comes from God. To every rich person that's listening to me, I mean, you're rich in money. There's many ways to be rich. Every person that's financially rich, God says, don't trust your wealth, but trust God. Every person that's spiritually gifted, don't trust your spiritual richness. Trust God. This is why so many who are in prophecy have become focused and not the God. And this brings all sorts of devilish things. We have to put our trust in God with our gifts. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, and about your body, what you're going to put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? In other words, keep the perspective in place. Keep what is important within your gift. And this is how you live a balanced life. So many with gifts become arrogant, become show-offs, then they really are not thankful for what God has given them and are not using it for God's glory. Why do you think there's so much money involved in music, so much money involved in sports? These people make multi-millions of dollars. Those are gifts. In governments, in business, those are gifts. Everybody on earth is busy using their gifts, some for evil, some for war, some for what have you, their own desires, but it comes from God. It comes from God. Now, look at with me Ephesians 2 and 8. This is powerful. I want to show you something awesome about your gifts. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. Watch this. It is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace we are saved through faith. This is not of our own doing. It is the gift of God. So what is a gift? What is it? Grace. Grace. Your gift, regardless if it's a gift of healing, gift of miracles, gifts of finances, gifts of health, gifts of government, whether apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, gift of music, gifts of sports, regardless of your gift, it all came from grace. So every good and perfect gift comes from God through the grace that's given. So grace is something that's unearned. This is why the scriptures talks about gifts and callings are without repentance, because they are grace. Some have the grace of speaking. Some have the grace of making clothing. Everyone that you see that are busy, even making millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, it came from God. And to keep that gift in its proper order, you must understand that it's grace. It's the grace of that gift that keeps that gift clean, that keeps that gift glorifying God. James 4 and 6, but he gives all the more grace. But he gives all the more grace. Do you see that? James 4 and 6. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God says to the proud, to the narcissistic person, male or female, God said he opposes you. To those that are full of bigotry, God opposes you. I love you, but he does. You may be so rich, you can think of some and buy it. But if you're arrogant and prideful, God opposes you. Let me show you something. There are people that's broke as Joe. Broke, poor, but they are arrogant. God is also speaking to you. You may be low on your finances, but you're still arrogant and prideful. God opposes you. You're poor and arrogant. I love you so much. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you this truth. You see, when we say rich, people think of somebody that's a movie star or somebody that's in business that have a lot, accumulated a lot of money. You got some rich, broke folk that do not acknowledge their grace. It's just like the gift to love. People abuse the gift to love. There's a lot of people who are full of hate and gossip. They have a gift, but they're using it for the wrong. It's like people make the excuse of racism. White this, black this. You got my own people, African-American people who are so racist toward their own. I mean, prejudiced toward their own people. I love y'all so much. Blacks, helping blacks commit all types of foolishness, whether it's in the streets or in the church. Gang banging is not always on a corner and people selling drugs. You got some gang banging so-called Christian folk, but they got a gang-banging mentality. And they hide like roaches. They stay away from you because they know you see them. And the only time they feel good is when they're around their own people and they're having their praise breaks and they're prophesying and prophesying things they already know, which is not prophecy, getting prophecy mixed up with false words of knowledge that they actually have knowledge of. Understand something. Stay away from the traps that causes your faith to be mixed up in glorifying what God has given you. Grace. He gives us grace. He also gives us wisdom. Proverbs 2 and 6. I love it. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It's from the NIV translation. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. God, give me wisdom. Thank you, Lord. I just received it. Go ahead. Say, Lord, Heavenly Father, I honor you and I thank you for wisdom. Go ahead. Give me wisdom how to use the gifts that you have given me. Young man stopped me in the store and came to me and said, our church attendance have went down. I said, well, y'all need to pray that God give you wisdom how to minister to this generation. You know, he that winneth souls have the wisdom of God. He that winneth souls are wise. You can't win souls without wisdom. Proverbs 2 and 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, and his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Every one of us, each of us can give something that God has given. We can give our money. We can give our time. We can give charity. We could be a friend to someone. We can volunteer. We can be a peacemaker. How better would the world be? You know, fights and stuff, you know, it starts, you know, over people. He said, she said, he said, he said, she said, she said, they said, they said. So many people get caught up in all of the things that people think about them. You know, most people, instead of looking at the gifts God gives them, they're spending time wondering why this person did me so wrong. Why this person hurt me. They forget that they themselves hurt somebody else, but now it's, you know, stay tuned. But why? I don't know why this person is jealous of me. You hear people, when they talk like that, they're caught up in themselves. And it becomes so until it's like, ugh. You when you see them, you want to cross the street because they're so full of why this person hating on me? Why is this person jealous of me? Could you imagine Jesus being like that? Why I got to die for this world? Why I got to do this and that? Can you imagine? We can become peacemakers. You want to be a child of God? Be a peacemaker. Make peace. That's how you use your gift. Some of you got the gift. I heard a woman say one time, people just come to me, they just talk to me. Use that gift wisely, or you will have a gossip house. Use it wisely. Use that gift of influence. If someone comes to you and they're dogging out somebody, you know, tell them, well, wait a minute. Let's have prayer. Let me call this person. Let's bring y'all together. Most people won't do it. because they love to throw the rock, hide the hand. You said, well, this is not about gifts. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When it comes to gifts, there are many gifts, but the abuse of those gifts make it very terrible. But I encourage every one of you, your gifts are given to you to prosper. Different gifts. And your gifts are given according to the grace, the unearned grace that God has given you. If a man have the gift of prophesying, let him do it in a proportion in his faith, to his faith. If you have the gift of serving, you ever seen some people that could just serve people? They're just so full of servitude and hospitality. They have the gift. Let him or her serve. If you have the gift of teaching, teach. Some people have the gift of encouraging others. Encourage others. Do it according to your grace. Some people have the gift to the needy. Do it generously. Some people have the gift of leadership. Do it. Some people have the gift to govern. Do it diligently. Some people have it. Can't know your gift unless you know your grace. Some people have the gift to show mercy. Yeah. Do it cheerfully. Do it. And then watch how God blesses you. Stay with me. I'll be right back right after this. You know, when God gives gifts, He's expecting us to grow those gifts. He's expecting us to use those gifts to glorify Him. This is why He's giving us gifts. And believe it or not, those gifts are spiritual. I don't care if it's sports. I don't care if it's business. I don't care if it's in the kingdom realm. Every gift that comes from God, because God is spirit, it's a spiritual gift. And you have to believe that in order to use it properly. If you don't receive it, your gift is spiritual, because it may seem natural, then you're misunderstanding something. Who gave it to you? He that gave it to you is spirit. Any gift is spiritual. Gifts are given to us to carry out our life's purpose. Martin Luther King had the gift of speech. There's different people have the gift of spiritual sight. They can see. They're called seers. You know, the Word of God talks about spiritual gifts. And 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 7 talks about each person. To every person, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to us. And there's a benefit to it. Others benefit from it. You benefit from it. You ever hear a person, they can sing a song? I'm not talking about somebody that's just have a gift to sing. I'm talking somebody that is involved in the maturing of their gift and knows that it's a ministry. And they sing or they play an instrument, and it just moves your spirit. I'm not talking about your emotion. Because when you really nurture your gift, it'll go past your emotion and it will bring conviction. Now I'm talking about when you really develop God's gift in you. You won't be able to look at your neighborhood and say, well, it's good enough. Most things that people complain about, God has given them the gift, but they don't accept the grace. See, when God gives you a spiritual gift, you don't look for everybody else to do what He called you to do. When you read that 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the gifts are given to cause us to prosper. Prosperity is not money. It may include money. Money can be a benefit, but it's not solely about money. Prosperity is God's ability to intervene in your realm of need. And if needs are simply financial, why do we need God? Because a need is spiritual. There are gifts of wisdom, gifts of knowledge, but it's by the same Spirit. And there are gifts of faith, healing, miracles, prophecy. These are gifts. And they come from God. And they're very powerful. discernment of spirits. Now, not talk about these people. Oh, that brother got a bad spirit. I sense it. Or that sister has a bad spirit. If the only thing you pick up is people that got a bad spirit, look in the mirror, darling, brother or sister. It's you. Because true discernment, it discerns the presence of God in a person. You may discern something that's not good, but you don't talk about it. You don't dog it. You're praying. So you that are around people, they're always talking about somebody got a bad spirit, then your company has a bad spirit. I love you so much. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Open the windows of heaven.
If you need me, why don't you give me in?
Oh, you are a blessing. Oh, it's glorious bliss. Waiting for you. Looking for you, miss. What am I to do? I'll be all you need. If you get me, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Again, Lord, I fall so short. coming now,
Your gifts are worth more than money. Father, I give you praise for this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. We pray right now for those who have gifts and those who have callings that they would, that came from you. That means they have to solely, we have to solely give ourselves to you. And you will use those gifts to glorify yourself because you are worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. Amen. God bless you.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens.
Get ready for a supernatural breakthrough and invasion of God's love. And now the word of God, given straight from God to the Apostle Roderick Owensby.
God cannot go past your asking or your thinking. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all not be praying. You haven't prayed yet.
The spiritual folk in the church, they know God because they had a dream. Y'all shout.
God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts? Say it. What's the first letter in Seek? Say it. What's the first letter in Knock? Pronounce it. Shout. What is faith?
Y'all, brother, faith is believing.
Okay, okay. I pray for a lot of folk didn't have enough sense to know what was going to happen. I said, be healed. They were healed. I said, whoa. I know some of y'all know you got it.
But I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. If I said trust him, that means you don't know what God's going to do. But whatever he does, I trust you. Prove it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what God was going to do. Don't fool with me. Y'all say amen. Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was. I'm not talking about natural gambling chance. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even we that have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We just have it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what was going to happen. They had faith. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. Sinners are more rich because they got more faith. How should I?
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bless God. Before we close out, I want to let you know something that's in my spirit. Many of you are waiting on that time. You believe that it is your season. And there are many prophecies from the Word of God that you believe, you confessed, and you're yet waiting on those things to come. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I want to give you wisdom. He exalts himself in you, what he has given you and I. If we would bow down before the Lord, he will lift us up. Humility, get this now. Humility leads to honor. A lot of people don't like this word. Submission leads to exaltation. Many people want to be exalted, but they will not humble themselves. That word submission, it will lead to exaltation. The same hand of God that presses us down is waiting to raise us up. Yes, he is. When we are prepared to bear the blessings. He who humbles himself under God shall not fail to be enriched, uplifted, sustained, and comforted by God. There's a time, there's a season of the Lord's working. And let us now humble ourselves, and we are bound to keep on doing so, regardless of what comes or what goes. God will lift his hands. We seek his face. His face. As for the exaltation of God, that will come. And it will only come in due seasons. Keep waiting. But in your waiting, develop your spiritual gifts. You know one thing? God is the best judge of the day, the hour, to raise us up. And we can cry patiently for blessings. God bless us, bless us, bless us. But when we mature, you begin to bless him. Do you want an untimely honor? So many people have. We want to be subject to the plan of God. Well, thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and God keeps you until next time. This is Prophecy Alive.
If you love me, why won't you give me?
Open the windows of heaven.
You need me, why don't you give me?
Oh, you are the blessing.
Blog Talk Radio.